Welcome to the Getting Soul Fit podcast. I am your host, Melissa Page, addict, alcoholic turned sober and free, mental health advocate, guest speaker, fitness cover model, trauma-informed life coach, intuitive empath, lover of laughter, donuts, authenticity, and addicted to growth. Each episode, I will host a special guest or topic that will help empower you to conquer any and all obstacles and fears to rise. This show is your one-stop shop for raw truth and unapologetic growth. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. So I really wanted to cover a really quick topic. It may not be that quick, but I've been thinking recently about, you know, different ways that sometimes we self-sabotage. And one of the most common ways that we self-sabotage is the all or nothing thinking, right? And I used to, and I still battle this, being fully transparent. I used to, for example, set a goal, right? I would set a goal and then I would, along that journey to reach that goal, I wasn't perfect. And the minute I felt like I, you know, messed up, and I quote, like messed up in my mind, messed up, I would just give up. I would say F it and I would give up. You know, it's all or nothing thinking. And this kind of thinking, you know, it sabotages you in multiple ways. One, it keeps you from fully succeeding in whatever goals you're trying to reach, right? It keeps you feeling stuck. It can definitely negatively impact your self-esteem because it leads to you feeling kind of like a failure, you know, the black or white thinking, like I'm either good or I'm not. You know, it also keeps you stuck in the sense of you're less willing to take risk. And I don't mean in a negative way risk. I mean in a positive way. You become less likely, right? Taking a risk that could potentially set you up for success in life. You know, anything that's a little bit outside of your comfort zone, you might avoid it, right? Because it's this feeling of not being able to follow through and not being able to actually succeed in whatever you're trying to accomplish. And it also leads to less resilience, you know? So when you fall, you know, you're less likely to bounce back. So how do we stop doing that? You know, how do we get out of our own way to really live the life that we want, you know? And there's actually a few simple things you could start doing right now that can completely change this for you moving forward, okay? I talk about, you know, for people that have never listened to this show, it's all on improving your life and overcoming challenges and traumas to thrive, essentially. And a lot of it has to do with conditioning and the way that we're thinking and the way that we're looking at things, right? But the beauty of that is that we have absolute control over the option to change our lives, you know? It's not always so simple, right? But we do have control over that. We can change at any point, okay? And when you start to work on these things that are no longer serving you, you know, these self-defeating habits, if you will, and the way that you're thinking about it, you're literally rewiring your brain for success. And then moving forward, and as you move forward on your journey, you are more easily, right, attracting what you want, attracting the tools and the people and the things that are going to put you on the right path towards living the life that you dream. So there's something called, a meta emotion. So it, essentially what it means is having a feeling about a feeling, right? You ever felt really bad? When I always say really bad, let me clarify that. Have you ever felt really sad over a past situation and you judge yourself for it? Like, why am I still thinking this way? I should be over this situation, this person, the things that happened. So you start shaming your feelings. And what happens is you essentially are wiring your brain to not face your feelings, right? To avoid. And that can lead to various forms of self-defeating behaviors, right? Whether it be avoiding through masking your feelings and drinking. It could be it could be drugs. It could be overspending. It could be binge eating. All these things are, you know, behavioral patterns, if you will, that have nothing to do with what you're doing, and has everything to do with how you're feeling or how you're choosing to not feel, right? So the first thing you can do to challenge the all or nothing thinking to live a better life is just like try to relabel your thoughts, right? So try to avoid using terms good or bad in your mind, right? So when something comes up, instead of going, you know, oh my God, you know, I'm this or I'm that, I'm so bad, I'm so great or whatever, you know, as those things are coming up and those thoughts are popping up in your mind, just get curious about it. I always say this to my clients when they start judging themselves for not having a quote unquote perfect week and sticking to their plan, right, their nutrition plan. As a trauma-informed life coach, I really coach from a holistic perspective. So everyone that I coach quite differently, right? So everyone, some of it is more focused on nutrition. Some of it's nutrition, a fitness program, as well as working on the mindset and working on past traumas. And some of it's all the above, right? And one of the most common things I see, and this is, again, something that I've had to myself work on, and I still have to work on it, full disclosure, being fully transparent as always with you guys, is that, you know, this all or nothing thinking, this black or white thinking. And so when, and I always say this too, with like, even when it's like a trigger, right? If someone triggers you or you're judging your feelings, you know, get curious about it. Why is this coming up in my mind? There is a reason for it, you know, maybe it's to show you how far you've come, you know, and you can acknowledge that and really embody that feeling of gratitude, right? Or maybe it's a trigger is coming up for something you to, you know, gently look at. You know, look at it from a viewpoint of love and from a place of love and not shame and judgment. So get curious. That's the first thing. Like, why? Just ask yourself why, not from a place of judgment, but from curiosity. When you figure out, you know, what it is, right, that you're really needing to process it, okay? So if it's an emotion that you need to, if you need to cry, cry, right? Like if you are feeling a lot of anger from something from the past, call somebody you trust and really lean into the people you love to support you. And then the last thing is reframe your thoughts, right? So for example, say you're setting a new fitness goal, and this is something that, again, I've coached on a lot, right? You can't go from 0 to 100. It doesn't work. Anything that is fast crashes fast. I don't think that there are, and I don't believe, and I don't co-sign to any shortcuts in life, whether it be facing an issue and working through it or setting a new way to live. So say that you're, for example, say that you're somebody that binge eats, right? You're having a challenging time having a healthy relationship with food. And this is so common. I've battled eating disorders before in my life. I'm very transparent about my journey as well. And I have battled anorexia as well as exercise bulimia and binge eating. So I fully understand what that's like, and it doesn't feel good to be in that place, right? To have that unhealthy relationship with food, right? Where food is labeled as good or bad, which I definitely am against labeling food as good or bad. I don't believe in that. So, you know, when you find yourself setting a new goal, which is great, tap yourself on the back for that, right? And say you're like, oh, I want to feel better. I want to get more energy. I want to lose 10 pounds or whatever that goal is for you guys. Okay. When you do this, it's not going to go 100% perfect out the gate. You're literally changing your life, and anything that's a major change is going to take, it's going to take persistence. It's going to take, falling down and getting back up, falling down and getting back up, because you're literally, think about it. Okay. Think about it like this. You know, does an infant go from not walking to standing up and running. No. And when a baby is learning how to walk, they always fall, right? But if you notice, you ever seen a baby learning how to walk? They rock back and forth and they get up and they're so happy, right? And then they fall back down and they kind of frown a little bit, but then they get up. That's kind of like what the journey looks like. Any journey to obtaining a beautiful life, it's going to look like a baby learning how to walk, right? And that baby, I've never seen a baby give up, right? It's like the, almost they know internally on some level they're going to walk. And I feel like that is the kind of attitude we should have, right? Whenever we're starting a new journey, have a little grace with ourselves. When you set a goal for yourself, right? And especially if you have a trainer or coach, lean into them and realize you're not going to be perfect at it. And that's fine because it's not about being perfect. It's never about being perfect. No, there's no one walking the earth that's perfect. It's about the journey along the way. Every time you fall down and you get back up, guess what? You are embodying resilience. You are embodying thriving. You are embodying overcoming obstacles. You are embodying standing up in the face of adversity and walking forwards anyway. You're embodying fear with courage and strength with consistency. Every single time you fall forward. You get your ass up and you keep walking forward. You know, and this is exactly the way I coach my amazing clients, you know, and I do it myself too. No one's perfect at this thing, you guys. I'm barely big into fitness. Anyone that knows me knows this, and I'm really big into fitness anyways. For my clients, like I coach on mind, body, and soul health. So that's the approach I take. And, you know, everyone's on different training programs. So some of my clients are working out. They're starting out. So they're not doing 5 or even 4 days a week. A lot of those clients are doing like 3 days a week. And they're seeing amazing results. And just doing 3 days a week and changing some mindset strategies, right? And they're feeling better. And that's what's most important, right? And even like myself, I have a coach. My current training regimen is 4 days of lifting, 1 day of cardio, 1 day of yoga or hiking. And then the sixth day is a rest day, right? I don't always do it perfectly, you guys. Like there's been days I've skipped. There's been times where I've gone off my nutrition plan a little bit, or, you know, I quite frankly, I woke up in a bad mood, and knowing the gym would definitely help my mood. There's been times where I'm like, I'm not going, you know, but I don't wake up and go, I'm not going. And then, oh, well, never going again. I give up. You owe it to yourself to give yourself grace, give yourself love. And give your future self the opportunity to show up. And the only way to give your future self that opportunity to show up is to fell and fall forward over and over again. And not only do you succeed and you live a life that you've always wanted to live, but guess what? You do it with this newfound like courage and confidence and energy that literally leaks into other parts of your life. You've ever heard the saying, how you do one thing is how you do everything? I believe that. I remember the first time I heard that saying, it really bothered me because I was like, that's not true. I'm like, that's not true. Because I'm good at this, I'm good at that, but I'm not good at this, you know? But what I realized was the things that I was good at, the reason I was quote unquote good at is because I believed I could be good at those things. And because of my all or nothing thinking, the things that I doubted I could do, I wasn't doing. How you do one thing is how you do everything. There's a lot of truth in that, you know? So what is your truth going to be? Are you going to be someone that falls down and gets back up? Or are you going to be someone that says, F everything and run fear, right? So to change your life literally is just one baby step at a time. It is one baby step at a time. Approach your life like that baby approaches learning how to walk, and you will succeed every freaking time. I promise you that. I hope you guys have a beautiful week. I hope this gets you motivated, because by the time this airs, it's going to be hashtag Motivational Monday. It's going to be Monday 8 a.m. And as always, thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, please leave me a review. I absolutely love to hear from you guys. So if you love this episode and you have some feedback, let me know. And if you haven't heard a topic that you would like to hear on the show, let me know and I would love to cover that for you. Thank you for listening. Give it up to the warriors, standing for a change. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out the show notes for today's details on the show and be sure to share with a friend and subscribe. I really love hearing feedback from you, so please leave a review and let me know what resonated in the comments. Just a reminder, you matter, you are amazing, and you are a warrior.